Today, going to visit with Michaela Keenan, CEO of the Boone County Hospital. Michaela, thanks for visiting with us.
Thanks for inviting me, Jim.
Well, we've had interesting. I had to keep explaining to people that we don't like to meet on holidays, or at least the hospital board doesn't like to meet on holidays. So we do a meeting early December, usually takes care of some of the business that needs to be done from November. And then the next regular meeting won't be coming up until the latter part of January. But a lot of committees, you have your executive committee, your finance committee, they can continue to take care of business going forward.
Yeah, those committees continue to meet, and then we can just continue to update the board as things occur.
Yeah, so it's not like they're totally out of the loop. But let's talk a little bit about how we've done here. We're nearing, of course, end of December puts us halfway through the fiscal year, and at least coming into December, pretty good financially, some pretty good numbers.
Yeah, things look really good. Chris reported yesterday that, you know, through the end of October, the hospital is sitting very far ahead of budget. So, you know, budgeted an increase of over $1 million over what we budgeted at this point in time. So doing really well. Days cash on hand is at 139. And our goal for the year was 120. So we've exceeded that already with, you know, 4 to 5 months into the year. And so we're really looking forward to what the rest of the year will hold for us. So yeah, things are looking really good. It's also been really busy. And so that's been really, really good for revenue.
I think that's one of those things. Yeah. People will say, well, why are we charging so much? It's we make that much because it's usually busy and people are coming for different procedures and doing different things. So,
yeah. And you know, it's very expensive to run an organization like ours.
Oh, yeah. That people forget just how much it is to go in and out. Yes, there's a lot of, and then you got contractuals, and I'm not even going to get into having them explain all of those. But again, that's with the insurance. And usually end of the year, if people are looking to maybe get some procedures and things done, which always adds a little bit more. We really haven't had much in the way of like flu or that much showing up, have we?
Not a lot. I think Dr. Stevenson yesterday mentioned that we're starting to see an uptick in that now that it's December, just starting to see some influenza, COVID kind of things, especially in the inpatient unit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we haven't seen a ton of it quite yet.
So I don't know. It's some days it's good, some days it's not. We don't.
Right.
there are pros and cons to both. Talk a little bit about, I know, because one of the things that you've started doing regularly, and that is your organizational goals, and Angie does a good job of presenting that information. And you mentioned like on days cash on hand, that's one of the things you look at. You have a goal for that. Like to keep that around 120 days, which, like we said, not an inexpensive operation there. So if something happens to slow things down, you like to have that cushion to be able.
Yeah, it's nice to be exceeding on our day's cash on hand goal. We have a couple of other goals as well related to service and quality. We did our culture of safety survey with our staff, and while we didn't quite meet our goal, we were very close to it. We increased by 12% from when we took it in 2022, and we had 75% of our staff participate in the survey, so we were really excited about those results. I feel like those big increases, you know, really speak to all the work that we're doing on safety. And, you know, we've invested in safe equipment and cameras and all sorts of training for our team. So that was nice to see. And then, you know, our patient satisfaction scores, we measure the would recommend score. So the likelihood that someone would recommend the hospital, and that score stays really high. I think we're pretty happy with where that's at. You know, we'd, of course, always like to see that increase, but it's doing really well. And then the other one that we've been focusing a lot on lately is our usage of the portal for Meditech. And so we've seen a lot of growth in that. And so we spent some time, we had staff set up at the Senior Resource Fair, and we had staff set up at Ladies Night Out, and we've been, you know, educating patients as they've been coming in and capturing email addresses and helping folks get set up on the portal. And so we've seen a lot of increase in use in that. And I think right now we're focusing on proxy use, which is where you're trying to get access to the portal for a child or an older adult that you help take care of. And so that's been a big push right now, too. And so I think that goal is going really well. And it's, you know, it's really nice for patients to have access to their information really quickly. So we're doing really well organizationally across the board for our pillars.
And surprisingly, some of us older people are at least somewhat adaptable to technology that we've been able to do that. So,
yeah, I mean, I think it's working good, and our staff are always here to help if people are struggling. And, you know, a lot of folks we have, you know, they bring their smartphone or
sure.
their iPad or whatever they might have, and we help them get going on it so that they know how to use it.
Yeah, and that's the big thing, too, is once they get started, I think they become a little more comfortable with it and stuff. But, yeah, I've been having been there on that thing for quite a while, so.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It is. It's easy for people to you schedule your appointments. You can do everything that way.
Yep.
Make it set it up pretty easy. Yep. Let's talk about some of the other things that are going on. I know that was one of the big things, the patient portal. More use there. But I wanted to go back to that safety thing. That was a pretty big step up. Again, you mentioned like a 12% increase or better. Mm-hmm. And that was really good. And it was good to see that that staff recognized that.
Yeah, I think so. And we're really there's a lot of different questions in the survey. It's you know 5 to 6 pages long. I'm not exactly sure the number of questions, but you know it's various questions, and we were really focused on the management support for safety, and so that's really the question and where we focused our measurement on. So we used the score that we got in 2022 to set our benchmark for it, and so you know we kind of reached for the stars and we got really close. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to celebrate with staff. I'm grateful that 75% of our staff participated because, you know, then your results are significant. And so if you don't have enough people participate, it's really hard to give that a lot of weight.
Sure.
So when we had that much participation, we were pretty happy. And so I think it, like I said earlier, it does really speak to staff recognizing all that we've invested in safety.
Well, it was, like we said, it was good to see that, and that was a big thing. Yeah, again, one of the many wins, you call them, those are some of the pretty good numbers. Radiology, I saw during the meeting, you had a report from radiology. They've been extremely busy.
Very busy. In October, they had a record number of ultrasounds for forever, and so that was really fun for them to see. And then recently, they actually, in their department, when I talked about our service goal, radiology had 100% score and would recommend the facility. And so that's really nice. They're doing a great job down there. We've got a great team of folks that work down there, and they just really, really do a nice job.
Well, some of the things that have been going on, and part of it is you've gotten a lot of new doctors in, and people seem to be pretty comfortable with them.
Yeah, the new doctors are taking off really well. Dr. Gordon has been extremely busy, and so he was the first one that started. So, of course, he's had a little more time than the others, but he's been doing really well. And then Dr. Holmes is picking right up. She's got, I think, between 8 and 10 new OB patients, along with a whole bunch of family practice patients.
Mm-hmm.
So really excited to see them both growing. And then Dr. Hernandez is also filling right up in Ogden. I think she's got two different OB patients now. And so, you know, as you know, we haven't had OB in that community or in that clinic for a very long time. So it'll take a little bit longer for that to grow there, but we're really excited about them, and they're doing great. They're all just fitting in perfectly, and we're so happy to have them on our team.
I did not look at the numbers, but are we seeing on the anticipated births this year, are we going to see an increase? You feel comfortable with that, or are we going to stay pretty consistent?
So for the calendar year of 2024, so coming up into the end of the year, I think we're kind of looking at around 120 births,
okay,
give or take, because we have a few weeks left for the year. So that's really good. That's a big gain for us. But when we look at the fiscal year of 25, I think we're going to see a little bit of a decrease from what we saw last year. Now, I'm not really sure how that looks now that we've got the new providers started. I haven't heard, you know, if Dr. Holmes's 10 patients are all brand new patients or did they transfer from a different provider. So trying to understand what that looks like for us. But, I think that that's okay. We hope that we get people that return. So the folks that had babies last year, hopefully when they have their next baby, you know,
sure,
they're back next year, but, or the next year. But, so we're just kind of keeping an eye on it and seeing what we can do. And we're working really hard on our OB marketing. We have a group that meets for that and reaching out and trying to work with, you know, Dallas County and our partnership with Van Deest, and just trying to make sure that they know that we're here and that we're looking for those deliveries and wanting to make sure that we're doing enough deliveries to keep everyone competent and that we do a good job.
Yeah, well, and that's one of the base things that you always like to have babies, because then they come back, they visit with their physicians, and they tend to come back. And we've got people with those skills dealing with them. So,
yep, absolutely. It's you know, it's a really nice service to have when you talk about providing care to all ages and wanting to do that pediatric care. And because we know that if they go to a different community to deliver, they probably do not come back here as peds. And mm-hmm. so, you know, our doctor's pediatrics is really important to them. And so that's one of the reasons that we do keep OB here and, yeah. and that it's so important to us.
Yeah, and for people that wonder, yes, there's a lot of smaller hospitals around the state, even hospitals our size, that aren't doing deliveries anymore.
Yeah, I think the recent statistics say that since 2000, I think 41 units have closed across Iowa. And so there's a lot of Iowa and you know, entire counties that are considered OB deserts. And so the state is taking a pretty big, strong approach at trying to resolve some of that. And so that, you know, they've gotten a lot of grant dollars and they're doing different things to make sure that they're bringing simulation out to the even the communities that have hospitals without OB, because patients show up there and they need to know what to do. And so the state's trying really hard to resolve some of that. They have different residency programs and all sorts of things that they're working on starting to make sure that this service is available to people wherever they are at.
Are we still seeing an increase in services from Capital Orthopedic? I know they started out, they got started here basically middle of the year, and they've gradually just been building up, and it seems like they've been gradually adding on to their service here and getting procedures done here.
Yeah, they've been really busy. You know, we're really happy with that partnership. We're keep looking at growing it and making sure that they're seeing the volume that we thought they were going to see. You know, I think when we look at numbers of just the general ortho and sports medicine ortho, not hand, but the other two specialty areas, we have already exceeded in this few months what we did the entire fiscal year prior. So I think, you know, we've already done over 35 cases, and I think that's about what we did in an entire 12-month period. So we are seeing that growth that we were expecting to see. I think we still want to do some more work with them on that fracture care, and that was one of our original intentions, was to try to keep those patients here. And they have done that a time or two, but really solidifying a process for that so we can keep those patients here and get them taken care of locally. It's something that, you know, we knew would take 6 to 12 months to really iron out. What does it look like? Who's on call? Those kind of things. So we're still working through that process. But as far as right now, I think that that partnership is very promising, and I think we will continue to grow it as we move forward.
I was going to say, having them come and be able to do procedures, but you having the staff and follow-up care to be able to handle those procedures. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're really lucky that we have such great family practice docs and you know, really strong nursing and clinical staff. And, you know, if we're able to keep some of those patients here, I think that that's helpful. Some organizations aren't able to do that because their family practice doctors don't want to follow those patients and the orthos are not in your community. And so I think that that's a really nice benefit for us, that our doctors are so willing to take care of their patients and make sure that those people get good care here in the hospital. So it is a nice thing that we have going on.
Now, is Dr. Ibrahim, is he part of Capital, or is he?
So Dr. Ibrahim is part of Capital. He is a spine specialist, and he is under a little different agreement with us than the other orthodocs. He is actually renting space from us in the specialty clinic. So he's here once a month, and I think his first clinic was last month. He actually has a clinic today. He did really well. I think he had four or five patients the first clinic that he had, and so we're excited to see that continue to grow. Now, if that grows the way we think it might, then we will possibly look at switching the arrangement and having him sort of in the same arrangement as the other docs, and he potentially would do surgery here. But today, he doesn't do cases here because we don't have the equipment, and we would want to make sure that we'd have the volume to support something that investment.
Yep, that's a big one, too. I know Iowa Heart is doing some things for you as well.
Yeah, Iowa Heart, they've been coming out for a while, but they are going to be adding a provider here, and so they'll be here a little bit more often, which is nice because I think their clinic is always really busy, and it's a good partnership as well. We just really like patients to be able to stay local and be seen and get them the care that they need when they need it instead of sort of being, you know, waiting and being stuck. When you have issues with cardiac issues, you want to make sure that you're seeing someone and getting taken care of.
Yeah, we don't want to wait around too long for those.
Right, not on those.
Well, and the thing is, too, is we have some older patients that remember some of the doctors that came with Iowa Heart before. And we do have a change in some of the personnel, some of the staffing, but they're still, it's still Iowa Heart.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a little bit of change in people, but yeah, it's still the same organization that it was, and they're here, and they're excited to be here, and you know, as they came to us about increasing their time here, and so I think that's a testament to that they feel like it's valuable to come out here, and you know, it's also really nice for people who just don't want to drive to the city or can't. Like, there's a lot of folks that don't have great transportation options, and so it's really nice to have those specialists out here that bring that care right here to Boone.
Urology, is he still doing pretty good?
Yeah, he's doing very well. He's been really busy. He's been a few months now, and every time his clinic is full, and so that's going really good. And I think that we had originally, when we contracted with McFarland for him, I think we had originally talked about if it continues to be busy, we'll see if we can expand that a little bit. And so, you know, in the next couple of months, we'll probably be having some discussions with them to say, hey, you know, he's been pretty busy. Do we want to make it a full day? But I think, sort of similar to the spine agreement, we wanted to make sure that the volume was there. And so it looks like it is there, and seeing what we can do to have him available more often will be good.
All right. Well, I do know that, among other things, the board did, at their meeting, approve their new updated ambulance agreement. You worked through, it didn't take you to, you guys, you and the city, it didn't take very long to work through this once you got down and started to take a look at some of the numbers.
Yeah, I think we started meeting with the city a few months back. Just, you know, the original meeting was a meeting that they requested just to kind of make sure everybody's happy with the agreement, which we're very happy with the agreement and the partnership. I think that it's valuable. I think it's valuable for them. I think it's valuable for us. I just really enjoy the partnership. And so, you know, based on that, then we started moving into discussions about what the contract will look like moving forward, knowing that it was going to be coming to an end. And so, you know, we were able to identify the things that, you know, the expense that they have sort of wrapped up in training their staff and in their salaries and that kind of a thing. And so that led to a little bit of an increase in the contract, which, you know, we're supportive of. We know what it would cost us to do a third crew if we had to do it 24/7. And so we're really appreciative that they're willing to do this with staff that they already have there. And you know, they work so closely with our team. And so it was worth it to us to you know, do whatever we needed to do to maintain the partnership and maintain the agreement. So we're really excited that we got it signed, and we're going to continue to move forward with that partnership.
I think the only question I had, someone asked me, why do we have two ambulance services? I said, we don't. We have one. We just are making use of all our personnel that we have to our advantage.
Yeah, that's exactly the right way to describe it. I mean, all the ambulances, you know, say Boone County Hospital, they all chart in the same system. They work sort of as Boone County Hospital when they're doing the paramedic piece. And so it's just one service, just a partnership between two different entities to make that all happen.
And we did switch to a, what, fiscal year contract?
We did switch to fiscal year. Both of our fiscal years are the same, and the contract was on a calendar year, and this allows us both to sort of budget better and plan better for the future with the agreement.
So, some of the things that I do know that have gone very well, we did have, again, the foundation had a great Harvest Festival, just a very good turnout and a lot of great support financially for the foundation and the hospital.
Yeah, the Harvest Festival was extra successful. I think it's the most successful Harvest Festival that we've had to date, and they were able to raise over $100,000 at that one event, and I think that speaks volumes to the support that you can, you know, see in our community for the hospital and for the foundation. And the fund in need this year was for Project Be the Light, which is an opportunity for us to give back to folks in our community. And you know, folks really, really do a lot to support us, and this is a really nice way for us to be able to support them back. And so it was really, you know, kind of filled your heart up to see that level of donation occur for that cause. And so, you know, it was, Sarah, I think, was really happy and really proud of that event. And so it was fun. It was a derby-themed event and lots of folks in costume, and it was good. It was a good time.
Lots of hats, yep. I do know, and one of the things, too, and when I did have an opportunity to visit with her, we talked about Project Be the Light. Already had one. And again, this is to, again, it's just for helping families and those that have been diagnosed with cancer and giving them a little help to take some of the burden off.
Yeah, I mean, Project Be the Light is, you know, very similar to something we did where I came from, and so I loved that we did that, and I felt like it could be really beneficial for our community here, and so we do fundraise, and then we are able to help folks that have a diagnosis of cancer with, you know, paying for bills. It doesn't have to be medical bills. It could be a utility bill or a car payment, whatever they need help with. And so it's a total of $5,000 per gift. And so how it works is they sort of bring their stuff to us, and we pay directly to whoever the bill is from. We directly pay the money to that. And so it, you know, it really, I think, helps people in a time when they're really, you know, struggling. And some folks, you know, like I think one of the folks in our video had a child that was diagnosed with cancer, and they weren't able to work, and, you know, a lot of trips to Iowa City and things like that. And so that's what we want to help with. We just want to, you know, give back and relieve that burden if we can help people with that in any way. And they don't have to be our patients, and their bills don't have to be here from the hospital. We just want to help our community.
So, and again, people will find out, they will hear more that we've seen some of the diagnoses, and Boone County, unfortunately, happens to be pretty high on that list.
Yeah, I think we have a pretty prevalent rate of cancers, and so just trying to look at that and see what we can do. You know, of course, we're always looking at, you know, we have Dr. Greco here, who's an oncologist. We're always trying to tackle it from the medical perspective, but then also as we look at our community engagement and how we can support others and meeting our mission and helping the health and well-being of those that we serve. I think, you know, financial struggles really does affect the well-being of folks, and so we want to help out in that way if we're able to.
So we got the helipad is done and being used. We've got, all our ambulances are pretty good going. I think everything else, what are you looking at in 2025? Oh, the parking lot's done too, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we did the two parking lots. We did the south parking lot. We did the hospital parking lot. We did the helipad. We updated our HVAC system here in the hospital. And so we've actually undertaken quite a few large projects this last year. And so it's kind of amazing. When the parking lot at the hospital got done, I was coming into work and I thought, wow, it's amazing how that parking lot alone makes the hospital look so different.
Yes.
You know, it's fresh and new and in really good shape, and no one's going to be tripping and all those things. And so we took on a lot. I'm not exactly sure what's on the docket for next year. I know right around Christmas time, we are doing some new flooring in our PT gym.
Okay.
And we'll be doing new paint and new furniture in there. I think that was a project that was a Harvest Festival need a couple of years ago. And so we're using those funds to get that project done. We're going to be updating the waiting area in the North Clinic. We're going to be putting in new flooring, new paint, new furniture. The furniture there is in pretty rough condition, and so we've got that on order. It takes 8 to 12 weeks to get the furniture, so we're doing that project. So I think we have some projects going there, not quite as big as the other ones that we just have completed, but you never know what could show up here later this year either.
We try. Hopefully, all the equipment, everything, and we know transition, the IT has done the transitioning and still upgrading and improving our network that we have, too. That's just an unseen one that needs to be done.
Yeah, we constantly work to, you know, improve the security and strength of our network, and so we did get all that stuff accomplished last year, finally, and, you know, we've severed ways with AIT 100% at this point. And so it's nice to be doing everything ourselves and partnering with Mary Greeley on our servers. And so, you know, like you said, we're constantly working on it, but we're in a much better position than we were 2 years ago when I got here. And so I'm really, really proud of that work that we've done. I think we are able to serve our patients better through that. So,
well, I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us. I know that, we'll probably set up a visit with sometime in the early part of January, maybe, and get something going. Even though there hasn't been a meeting going on, we could do at least find out a little bit about what we're working on and how things have gone over the holiday and what might be coming up. So I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us this month.
Yep, that sounds great. Thank you, Jim.